Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. My name is Bella, and I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. And over the past year, I have the opportunity to be part of the Forklift team and take it for a spin. So today, I'm about to share with you our recent journey. And without further ado, let's jump in. So in today's rapidly evolving world of IT, we can observe an increase in moving away from traditional virtualization environments towards more hybrid cloud solutions. And we at Red Hat are not just observing this trend, we're actively participating in it. So recently we had the opportunity to go on a journey and migrating from a virtual established environment to a newer solution. And today I'm going to share with you some of the insights, challenges, and benefits of such a transition. So let's start by discussing these two very different solutions. So picture you're on a journey through the IT computing landscape. Our first stop is Ovirt. It's like an older, reliable train that's been running for years. So Ovirt is an open source, it's an open source product based on KVM technologies. And it's offering a cost-efficient way for enterprise to managing their virtual workloads. It's play as an alternative to vSphere. But our journey does not end there. We then continue to the world of OKD. So picture it as a high-speed train whisking us to the future of cloud computing. So OKD is also an open-source project based on Kubernetes, and it's providing us with cloud computing capabilities alongside enhanced Kubernetes features, such as added security, automation, and user-friendly interface. And it supports both containers alongside virtual machines. So when considering such a transition, it's important to take into account how it can be done. So there are several paths we could take, each with its own set of advantages and challenges. But today I would like to focus on main three. So first, we can reprovisioning all the virtual workloads and start from scratch. Even though this solution may be sound pretty straightforward, it's both costly and time intensive. And for complex workloads, it's not always possible without risking some data integrity and operational disruptions. Next, we can migrate all our virtual workloads into containers. So with the use of conveyor projects, we can really reduce the cost here, but it's still not an easy task. And again, we have the same issue as before. Not all workloads can be containerized. So while this may be a good solution for certain types of application, it's not suitable for everyone. And finally, which seems to be the best one, is keeping our migration workloads, our virtual workloads as they are, and with the use of Forklift tool, migrate them to the new environment. So by that, we don't have to worry about any data lossage, and with the use of this tool, we can have simple and smooth transition. So what is it, Forklift?